Today's episode is sponsored by Adam and Eve. You know, I read so many stories about cheating partners and unhappy marriages. Maybe people wouldn't be in such unhappy relationships if they spent more time nurturing their love life. That's why you should check out today's sponsor, Adam and Eve. They've got toys for men, toys for women, and toys for... how should I put this? Well, it's not exactly r/am I the butthole, more like r/I'm in the butthole. And yeah, I realize that ordering adult toys can be a little scary because you may be concerned about privacy. Don't worry, Adam and Eve offers discreet and free shipping for your package. Trust me, these people are experts in your package. You can get 50% off on just about any item, along with free shipping and rush processing. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Then enter code r/ at checkout. That's r/, r/SLASH at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code r/ to get your discount, plus 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Use code r/. Welcome to r/AmITheButthole, where OP sends unsolicited dick pics to the bully's mother. Am I the butthole for screenshotting messages a guy sent me and sending them to their mothers? I'm an 18-year-old girl who's in college at the moment. I've been getting bullied and harassed by three guys in my class who have taken to messaging me online with rather gross and harassing messages, as well as not safe for work pictures that I'm sure you can all fill in the gaps without me going into detail. I should have just reported them or blocked them, but I'd had enough, so I screenshotted every message they sent me. Then I found their mothers through their Facebook pages and sent them screenshots, including an explanation of who I am and how their sons have been bothering me. Their mothers were horrified and shocked by what I sent them, and all three of their mothers are on my side. Some of my friends think this is genius and exactly what they deserved, but some of my other friends think that I took it too far and I was out of line to put that on their mothers, and also now I don't know what their home life is like. Am I the butthole for doing this? Should I have gone about it another way? You did nothing wrong, OP. Also, if I were you, I would be seriously reevaluating my friendships with people who want to defend bullies and sexual harassers. To put it simply, they're facing the consequences of their own actions. Also, OP, colleges nowadays have pretty strict rules about bullying, so if you report them through official channels, they'll get in serious academic trouble. You get 0 out of 5 buttholes, your bullies get 2 out of 5 buttholes. Am I the butthole for telling my son exactly what my husband did, despite him begging me not to tell? I have a son, Adam, who's 14 years old from my previous marriage. I'm currently married to my second husband of 4 years. I handle everything related to Adam's school. He has a friend, Dean, who's 14, that he started hanging out with a year ago. Dean is an amazing boy, and he's been nothing but a great influence for Adam. I met Dean's dad, Mike, who's a single dad, and we'd see each other daily for school pickups and drop-offs. My husband kept asking about Mike and pointed out that he's been boundary stomping, but I disagree. Unfortunately, Adam fell sick months ago and recently had to undergo a surgery. It's been hard, but Dean kept visiting, and sometimes Mike would come too. My husband would either ignore Mike or make passive comments towards him. Mike picked up on that, and I told my husband to knock it off because his hostility affected Adam and Dean as well. Days ago, I found Adam crying in his room. This was weeks after getting discharged. I asked what happened, and he said that Dean sent him a text telling him they were no longer friends, and he blocked his number. I was confused because I thought they were fine. I wanted to go talk to Dean, but the next day I found his phone in my husband's car. I confronted him, and he said that he borrowed it from Dean, but I didn't buy it. After pushing, he confessed that he stole Dean's phone at the hospital and sent Adam a text telling him to not contact him again. I asked why, and he said that it was all Mike's fault for being too close to me and acting inappropriately, and he chose this strategy to not make Adam hate him while keeping Dean, and by extension, Mike, away. This hit a nerve, so I started screaming at him. He said that he already expressed how uncomfortable he felt with Mike being around, and I kept brushing it off. I said it was because of how ridiculous his argument was. Mike's been nothing but respectful and helpful. I yelled at my husband, calling him insecure and unreasonable, and also cruel for causing Adam heartache with this stunt. He begged me not to tell Adam, but I took the phone and returned it to Dean and explained to him and Adam what happened. Adam is no longer speaking to my husband, and my husband is blaming me for telling instead of keeping it between adults like I'm supposed to. Okay, OP, why is it your responsibility to keep things between adults, but for some reason, it's not your husband's responsibility to keep things between adults? Apparently, he's got no problem stealing a teenager's phone to break up 14-year-old boy's friendship because he's a jealous little loser. He would really rather comfort his own wounded ego than have his stepson get emotional support after a freaking surgery. Honestly, OP, your stepson is more of a man than your husband is. Why are you with this guy? Stealing a 14-year-old boy's phone and sending a text pretending to be them is something that, like, well, it's something that a 14-year-old would do. Man, I cannot believe that your husband says Mike is stomping on boundaries, and then he does this and thinks that he's, what, respecting boundaries? OP, your husband gets 4 out of 5 buttholes. Everyone else gets 0 out of 5 buttholes. Am I the butthole for eating at the same restaurant as my husband's family? I'm a 32-year-old woman, and I've been married to my husband, who's 35, for 3 years. We dated for 2 years before that. I want to start this off by saying that he's really a good guy in other areas. My husband's parents, his 2 brothers, and his brother's girlfriend slash fiancés have a tradition of going out to dinner once a month. I get invited about 50% of the time. I've talked to my husband's brother's fiance, and she said that she's invited every time. When I say that I'm not invited, I mean that my husband tells me, "I'm going to the family dinner. It's probably best if you sit this one out." When I expressed that I wanted to come, he told me that it would be for the best if I didn't, and it's caused several fights. About a week ago, my husband went to a family dinner that I wasn't invited to. I was so pissed. So, earlier that day, I called and made a reservation at the restaurant they were going to. My husband left the house not knowing about my reservation, and I left 15 minutes after him. I ended up seated at a table where I couldn't see his family. So, I got up as if I was going to the bathroom, and I walked right past them. They were all there, including his brother's significant others. My husband looked completely shocked and asked me what I was doing there. I told him I'd just been dying for a steak, so I came to get one at the restaurant. My mother-in-law said that it was very rude of me to interrupt their family dinner. I pointed out that I wasn't trying to join them. I was just going to the bathroom. I told them to have a good meal, and I left. I went back to my table, and I finished my steak by myself. My husband was really pissed when he came home, and he told me that he couldn't believe how much of a butthole I'd been. I said that he was a butthole for not inviting me to these dinners when his brother's significant others got to go. My husband said the decision of who to invite was between him and his family, and I should respect it. Anyway, with the way the word butthole was thrown around, it made me think of this sub, so I wanted to ask, am I the butthole? Am I? OP, why are you with a husband who doesn't treat you as family? Why do the other girlfriends and fiancés get treated as family, but you don't? Why doesn't your husband stand up for you in the eyes of his family? I don't get it. This is pretty fundamental disrespect that they're showing you, OP. What they're doing is just cruel. It's mean. So yesterday, I was doing something in the bedroom of my house, and I look out the window in my bedroom, and I can see into, like, the neighbor behind me's yard, and I saw that he was putting out chairs around, like, a little fire pit that he built. And I thought to myself, oh, I guess he's having family over or something. That's nice. Then, several hours later, I come back to my bedroom and I look out the window and I see that actually he wasn't having his family over. He was having all the dads in the neighborhood over for like a fireside chat. So every single dad, every single husband on the street, except for me, apparently, got invited to this like simple little dude party, and they were all just hanging out, drinking beers, and chilling by the fire, but I wasn't invited. And, like, I don't even know these people that well, but that stung. That hurt my feelings. But this is your family. This is your own husband who isn't inviting you. So that would have to sting so much worse. OP, you can and should fight about this. Like, sure, your husband can decide who he gets to invite to this dinner, but at the same time, it's your decision to decide who you invite into your bedroom. Opie, I'm going to be honest. I don't really believe you when you say that your husband is good in other areas because it just doesn't make sense, right? If he were good in other areas, then he'd be good here too. It doesn't make any sense why he would like specifically be a douchebag here and then not a douchebag in other areas. So my guess is that your husband is more of a bully, more of a like selfish jerk who doesn't respect you than you're making it out to be. So I'm giving your husband 3 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving his family 3 out of 5 buttholes as well. I'm not exactly sure if I can give the significant others a butthole score. I think they do deserve it, to be honest. If they know that you're being excluded and they're not standing up for you as well, and they're just letting you be excluded, then I think they deserve like 1 out of 5 buttholes. You, OP, deserve 0 out of 5 buttholes. Today's episode is sponsored by ZocDoc. Life is full of compromise, but there's one thing in life that you should never compromise on, your own health. That's why I like to use ZocDoc to find the best doctors for me. That's how I found my personal doctor, as well as the pediatrician for my little girl. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doctor you want, you can book them immediately. No more awkwardly waiting on hold with a receptionist. My favorite thing is that you can see doctor reviews. I mean, who wants to go to a doctor who makes you sit alone in a room for an hour and then rushes out after barely speaking to you? I love using ZocDoc because, to be honest, it's easy and I'm lazy. Go to ZocDoc.com/RS and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/RS. ZocDoc.com/RS. Today's episode is sponsored by Liquid IV. I work out every week, so it's important to stay hydrated. Plus, on top of working out, I've got a 3-year-old whose favorite after-meal activity is to run laps, like the little psychopath that she is. Clearly, I need all the hydration I can get. That's why I like to use Liquid IV for my workouts and just for my daily drinking. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. With 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the #1 powdered hydration brand in America. And I mean, yeah, vitamins and electrolytes are nice and all, but what about taste? They've got white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and my favorite, lemon lime. Tastes great to me. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code R/ at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code R/ at liquidiv.com. Am I the butthole for refusing to make my husband apologize for what he said to my mom at dinner? So I'm a 31-year-old woman, and I recently got married to my husband, Scott, who's 36. Before I met him, I was engaged to my former fiancé, Martin. But we broke it off because this relationship was sort of pushed by my family because he's a doctor and he comes from a wealthy family. When our relationship ended, my mom was devastated. She did her best to bring me back together with my ex. For example, she lied to Martin about me being pregnant to save us. That was years ago now, and we're all on good terms, including Martin. Mom has a bit of tension towards Scott. She treats him well, but constantly makes passive, nagging comments about him. She compares him to Martin all the time, which bothers both of us, but we try to let it slide. Mom kept telling Scott about the diamond ring, the new car, and the bank account that Martin got for his fiancé, and kept sending him photos saying how generous Martin is to his fiancé, and then compared him to Scott and what he'd done for me. I told her to stop doing this, and she apologized. Last week, we were over at my parents' house for a social gathering. Lots of our relatives came and we had dinner. At the dinner table, Mom asked Scott if he saw the text that she sent him the other day, and he said that he was sorry, but he didn't notice it. She told him to check it right then and read it out loud so everyone at the table could hear. He took out his phone and started reading the text out loud. Her text mentioned how Martin got his fiancé a new house and how generous he was. Then it said that Martin is younger than Scott, yet he was able to buy a house. Basically, it was shaming Scott for his inability to buy a house. She wrapped up by saying that Martin maybe wasn't so bad for me after all. I was shocked, and Scott was obviously pissed. However, he didn't lash out or anything. He just looked at the text, smiled, and said, You know, what gets me about this entire text is how you were a public educator for 30 years, yet you can't differentiate between the passive you and the contraction you apostrophe RE. Good God, the thought of all the children that must have been left behind. Everyone at the table burst into laughter, and Mom's face went pale. She decided to leave the table. Then she and my sister started yelling at me, saying that Scott was being awfully rude, and I need to get him to apologize immediately for embarrassing Mom at the table. I refused to tell him to apologize, then pointed out how she was being judgmental towards him. She defended herself, saying that she was just letting him know and he had no confidence and took it personally. I left, but I kept getting told to talk to him and get him to apologize for what he did. Okay, so yeah, OP, I will give you points for the fact that you were sticking up for your husband here, but the fact that you even let it get to this point, honestly, is entirely on your shoulders. If my parents treated my spouse the way that your parents treated your spouse, I would never let them be in the same room. Like, it's really simple. Mom, Dad, either get on board, accept that she's my wife, love her, or you're just never going to see us again. Simple. I mean, yeah, you told her to stop doing this and she apologized, but the fact that she keeps doing it over and over and over publicly in front of the entire family clearly means that you're not doing a good enough job. You're sticking up for your husband, you're just not sticking up for him enough, because clearly your mom's not getting the message. So for that, OP, honestly, you do deserve a butthole score. I'm giving you 2 out of 5 buttholes for allowing your family to constantly bully your husband, and I'm giving your mom 3 out of 5 buttholes. Your husband, on the other hand, gets 0 out of 5 buttholes. Honestly, it was an impressive burn. Am I the butthole for walking out of the baby shower that my in-laws threw for me? This situation is kind of a mess. I'm a 27-year-old woman, and I'm expecting my first baby with my husband. This is the first grandchild in the in-laws' family, and they said if the baby's a boy, then we'll give him my father's in-laws' name. He's dead due to cancer. I had no problem with that. This happened before we found out the gender of the baby. My husband and his family had me do things like attend prayers and do other rituals before the reveal at the doctor. I didn't like that, but I went along with it to keep the peace. The doctor's appointment came, and it turned out to be a girl. My husband cried in the car, then turned his phone off to hide from his family, and then finally told them. His mom and the others made their frustration and disappointment clear, which bothered me because my daughter deserves to be celebrated. But they ghosted me for days, then started coming over and visiting constantly, referring to my daughter as my son, claiming the results were false, and then basically pretending that it's a boy. I had several fights with them after they refused to stop, and my husband sided with them despite seeing how wrong and unreasonable what they were doing was. We didn't speak for a while. My sister-in-law called to apologize, then informed me that she arranged for a baby shower for me. I was so excited and happy, but when I arrived, I saw blue balloons and a blue cake with my father-in-law's name on it. I was so confused, and I had to sit down. My sister-in-law explained that they were still hoping the gender results are false and that it's a boy. I looked at my husband, and he agreed with her. I lost my temper and yelled at all of them, calling them delusional and telling them to stop treating my daughter like she's unwanted and act like she doesn't exist by throwing a party for their imaginary grandson. My mother-in-law broke down crying, so I just took my bag and walked out immediately. They started yelling, and my husband followed me outside and started arguing about how I insulted his family and his dad's memory by acting like that. I told him to wake up and see the insanity in his family's behavior. He said they need to process the fact that it's a girl, not a boy as they expected, and insisted I play along and they'll soon get over it. I said absolutely not and demanded that he take me home. He said no, so I called an Uber and left. He was fuming and called me 15 times, then texted that he won't be coming home until I get my butt over there and apologize for ruining everything they've done for me and accusing them of being mentally unstable. I haven't responded yet, and he's constantly pressuring me to get right with his family before we even talk about anything else. Okay, so as you guys know, I don't like to advocate divorce on Reddit posts because situations are very nuanced. You can't just have one bad scene, one bad fight, and then instantly say, oh, well, you should divorce him, OP. But in this situation, yeah, this is really feeling like a divorceable situation. Because not only are they completely disrespecting you, but they are invalidating your daughter in like one of the most fundamental ways imaginable. I'm trying to imagine how, let's imagine a 13-year-old girl would react, how she would feel when she finds out that half of her family, her daddy, her grandmother, her uncles, her aunts, everyone on her dad's side of the family, basically wished that she was a boy, was sad that she was a girl, and was constantly pretending that she was a boy, hoping that she would come out to be a boy. That'd be so devastating to a 13-year-old girl. And I'm pretty much convinced that once the daughter is born, this family is going to treat the daughter like trash. Why? Because they're sexist douchebags, so why wouldn't they? And on top of that, OP, they told you what you're naming your kid? They made you go to these weird rituals that you weren't even comfortable with? Like, girl, I'm not trying to put any of the blame on you here, but you have got to be better about setting and holding your boundaries. OP, I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving your husband and his family 4 out of 5 buttholes. That was r/AmITheButthole, and if you like this content, check out my podcast where I publish the exact same episodes. Also, hit that subscribe button because I put out new Reddit videos every single day.